We live.
Hey, 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 and welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host
JoJo.
and your girl Meek Meek, aka Tamika, aka Encore, aka Goldilocks, coming to you with a new view, same merch.
Come on, come on. Was it pretty?
New view, same merch.
If y'all didn't catch our 1 year anniversary live episode on TikTok, you missed out on the merch. If you were listening to us right now, head over to social media so you can see this merch, baby, because it's fire. It got the streets going wild.
It's fire. It's
It's
pretty fire.
fire.
So this is the podcast for those that are in your car right now. You on the way to work in a little traffic. Beep, beep, move over, bitch. Sorry. She tried to get in my lane. This is the podcast for those that's at the cafe looking like you're working on your lappy top, but you really got on your earphones listening to your girls. This is for the podcast that, just like to overhear. A good little conversation. Just for you, babes. And today's topic, which has gotten both of us in quite a chokehold. Yeah, you too.
What?
It's creative blockage.
I ain't blocked. I'm just lazy.
No. The way you be canceling plans with me, you better be blocked. About you going work on your stuff.
I'm almost done.
What's left? Oh, give everyone an overview. We are not, not like that.
Oh,
Like that. I'm not telling the business.
I'm about to say, what the
Oh, girl, I'm not
fuck?
telling
I'm
the
about to be.
business. I'm just saying, as actors and content creators, we need to make our own content. And that time and time again. Shoot, even before the pandemic, but especially after, if you don't have anything moving for yourself, you really don't have anything moving because you're leaving your career in the hands of somebody else. And so often, you can be the third pick. It's never the first pick, from what I hear. It's always the second pick that gets the job, but you could be the third pick. You can be up against somebody else that has more social media followers. Yeah, it
When I
hits.
tell you, don't even, I don't never want to hear that again in life, 'cause you jinxed me.
No, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna go in detail, but you jinxed me.
That's what they say.
We could have been at the macro parties right now.
I went to the macro parties.
All right, fuck you, because I have not.
Speaking of macro parties, but not on that level, we had tickets to the concert, the Brandy and Monica concert yesterday, but I didn't find out until it started.
Stop.
Third row.
Stop.
The way I get information, the timing, it just never works out.
And the way I've been crying about, I wanted to go.
I was like, we would have been there.
And last night would have been the night.
Suited and booted. We had four tickets.
And we wouldn't need all those four tickets because I need room.
So many people came out.
Because when I tell
Kelly
you,
Rowland looks
the
absolutely
seats on the
amazing.
floor are too close for me.
I
I
guess.
need all that room.
We would have had a time. I would have called out of
Oh.
work today. I would have had no choice because I'm so tired from the excitement. I would have sung every single song.
Oh my.
Yeah, I thought I'd wait to tell you until today.
Oh, I'm so upset.
You should be. I was literally in front of the concert when I got the news, dropping off somebody.
Didn't even have time to run home and take a shower and get dressed.
Have time to do nothing. I had on pajama pants,
Oh.
just dropping off when I was alerted of these free tickets
Man. She didn't go?
for 30 minutes. And that's how I found out there were tickets
She
because no
went
one
for
else.
30 minutes.
But no one else showed up.
Oh, my. Man, you know what?
Good concert.
When I
good
tell you,
concert.
every year I feel like, you know, JoJo, we're getting too old to do this, to be, because when I first moved out here, it was literally like clothes in the trunk, be dressed just in case. And now at my big age, and that was fine in my 20s, okay? But now at my big age
I
of
was there.
mid-30s.
Every BET awards I've been to, the clothes were in my trunk.
We still doing this in
And
our big age?
you got to keep them. Listen, at this point, if I have a, what is it, a fold-up box of a nursing outfit,
Listen.
a waitress napkin situation.
Ooh, oh, the apron.
Yeah, apron, a chef jacket. If I got those three things in my car, I should have a backup outfit. But in that case, I would have needed to go suited and booted because I would have went dress code. I would have wore a suit.
Oh, and I got one. I could I got one.
Thick.
Oh my
Thick.
gosh. They would have thought I was a backup dancer or something.
Listen, and we would have been backstage.
That wait. Stop. Don't tell me nothing else. I want to cry.
I'm upset. I am upset.
Cry. And she was only there for 30 minutes. She played too much.
Listen, I'm about to get a fake ID made
Man.
so I can stroll up in everywhere. But just know we were supposed to be there.
Oh my
But
God.
maybe we weren't, because maybe we were supposed to be working.
Oh, I was working all right.
Being productive. You was
I was.
working. Oh, that's what I was saying before we went into a different direction. We're both working on creative things because that's what you got to do. But as perfectionists and people don't want to put work out there that looks like sugar honey iced tea,
I'm not a perfectionist.
why your stuff not done?
I don't believe in the concept of perfection.
Why is your stuff not done, JoJo?
I already said it. I'm lazy. Like, what? Did you know you can't hear?
That's crazy because several times you were supposed to go out and you was like, let's postpone. I'm gonna work on my stuff today.
On it.
Please hurry up because I got three people to pitch it to.
Who? Because my pitch is ready.
We're gonna talk about that after, but I got three people.
Listen, I will send you the pitch deck. The pitch deck is ready. Pitch deck, one sheet, all of that is ready. I'll listen. It's gonna take them some time to get through that. And while they're doing that, I could be home like this, waiting for them to be like,
Girl, you
send me
know
the
who I'm working
stuff.
with. It ain't gonna take no time. They're gonna be like, pitch it now.
I'm
3 minutes.
like, here we go.
Yeah. But I'm looking like, who showed up to my house? All right. So, boom. My excuse. Oh, I'm a perfectionist. It don't even got to be perfect. I just look at it as the eye of the viewer because I talk a lot of trash to stuff that I'm watching, and I cannot let my content be that thing.
You know what though? You know what your problem is?
What?
You don't watch enough Tubi.
That might be what it is.
You don't watch enough Tubi. I literally know that if I like, I am the core audience of Tubi. I love Tubi. I will watch a Tubi movie way before I turn on Netflix.
I gotta watch more Tubi. Tubi, that's the thing. Okay, we need more merch. I need to say Tubi equals confidence.
It needs to say, Tubi hire me.
Tubi, buy my content. Tubi
Gonna be like, Tubi hire me.
put me
Are
on
we
the platform.
partners yet?
It's gonna be. Are we partners yet?
You partners yet?
Listen, if anybody wants a sponsor, shout out. Tubi. It's the
Yeah,
only time we about to do this.
I ain't gonna hold you. You can get a free one. I love you.
Okay, that's my homework. Watch more Tubi. Also, my sister is behind me trying to make me laugh.
She want to be a
I
guest
need
so
to do so.
bad.
She wants to be with us so bad.
Just
Just
sign the
do
paper,
it.
baby.
Just do that.
Sign the release form and come
It's
on.
like playing with a baby. She's back there like, All right,
You play
so
too much.
I have writer's block.
Why do you think that? And then I'm just gonna, say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
Why do you think you have writer's block?
Because I can't get my thoughts together.
You can't get your thoughts together. So, did you get your thoughts together on those five episodes that are already completed?
Yes, but that was at one time I was in it. I was in the zone. Boom. Wrote it. It was good. It was good. And then I entered a writing contest. I had to think about it again. Switched everything. Then I was like, oh, life has gone by, things change, stuff changed. Now I think about it again. Now I'm like, dang, it needs a different concept. I need different relationships. What's my B? What's my A story? B story? Who's gonna be in here? There's so many things.
First of all, the five episodes are fine. You could have incorporated all of that six and on.
That's the issue. The five episodes are fine.
What do you want me to say?
Fine is just not a good word for me.
Oh. Listen. 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 If you don't
Like,
put that shit out there,
fine is just
have
not.
you seen Awkward Black Girl?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she did that in college. Had I been in college right now, I'm doing
She
that?
ain't do that in college.
Yeah, she did it.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She was literally in the hallways in the college.
She was
You
not.
talking about the YouTube?
She was not in college.
What was she at?
She was an adult.
In college.
Okay.
Gonna look it up because I'm pretty sure she said she was in college.
Look it up because I'm pretty sure she said she did stuff in college when she graduated, then she was doing that.
Oh,
It
okay.
started in college, it definitely didn't end in college.
Oh, well, I just have an issue of not putting out things that I don't find acceptable.
Here you go.
But that's my issue because other people do. Other people love it. It's the topic of discussion around so many things that we love so much. Tyler Perry.
Tyler, Tyler, listen to me.
Tyler.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Tyler Perry. I would love to work with you in your movies, not your television shows, because I don't want to be stuck in like long contracts starting out. But your movies? Put me in, coach.
I will be in there.
Put me in, coach.
No issue. But okay, prime example of that. A lot of people talk trash about it, but you know who your audience is. They're faithful. They're gonna watch it. They absolutely love it every single time. That could be my TV show right now.
The thing about it is, though, you are not a Tyler. Let me tell you why.
I'm 10
Tamika,
seconds away from turning the camera because she's right here.
go ahead. You want, and this is not a bad thing, but you want your audience to be broad. You want it to be for everybody. Tyler wants his audience to be for the blacks. And it don't take much for us. We just want to see ourselves on TV, laugh a little bit, chuckle, be like, oh yeah, reminisce about stuff. And boom, you got your core audience. You want to tap into everybody's home. And look, you got to pick one lane and let it spread on its own.
Because I'm a little bit of everything. I'm everywhere. And here, I want it to be Insecure meets The Office,
See, no.
meets New Girl, meets Girlfriends, all wrapped up in Living Single.
No. No. No.
I'm torn. For those of you that's watching, I mean, listening, I'm being torn. From side to side. But that's the stuff that I like. I like so much stuff. I do want it to appeal to all of it, but it won't because that's not what it is. In all reality, it's a black show for the black people.
But the thing about
that's
it
going
is,
through life.
you know we're gonna watch it.
I know.
You
I know.
know we're gonna watch it. Put it out there.
Oh, but then I know y'all gonna critique too, and I care about what you say.
For sure we're gonna
I
critique,
care.
but the thing about it is that gonna stop the numbers from growing? No, we
It
talk about
won't.
Tyler Perry in them wigs. We talk about Tyler Perry in the acting, but we watch it.
We're gonna watch it, and we love it.
I talk about BET movies all the time, but what's the first thing when you call me? What you doing? Girl, watching BET.
Watching BET.
Watching Tubi. Watching
Watch
All Black.
Tubi. Watching All Black. I just need you to stop me when it's like when I get so blinded in living like being uncomfortable that I don't have a doll baby in it that's showing
Wait.
type shit.
Wait a minute. Huh?
Like somebody got a baby and it's a doll baby and it's supposed to look like a baby,
Oh,
but
wait a
the
minute.
cover is off
They just did that.
and it's a baby alive. It's that type of thing. Don't let me get to that point.
Listen,
When
look, first
I'm
of all.
there, when I get to that point where I'm like, fuck it, I'm putting it out there. This is my art. If you like it, you
No.
like it. You love it, you love it.
No.
If you don't, still watch it because I need the right
The
rating.
thing
Don't
about it
let me
is,
get there.
I need you to get to that point. Okay? Come on. Come on. Let's go get that baby alive. Yeah.
Me get to
What's
the
up?
people.
What's up?
Then you're gonna see it at my viewing party. Oh my gosh.
And it's gonna be the best party ever, because guess who's hosting it? I love a good party.
Love a good party.
I love a good
So yeah,
party.
I'm working on it. I have so many different things. I just need to hone in on one. I would love to go to a retreat. I just want to go away to a retreat.
We got like a writer's retreat.
I would love to do a writer's retreat. Give me a writing class. I think I need a writing class to be around those people.
Oh, you just want to. I don't think you need a class for that. Here's the thing.
Just give me a group.
I was about to
Give me
say, you
around
need a group.
creative people doing creative shit.
I send you, first of all, I send you black groups all the time.
Not creative.
Fish and Scripts?
You ain't never sent me that.
Yes, I. Log in.
Send
Log
to me again.
in.
Just tell me when to show up. Why would you make me do work?
That's your problem. You don't want work.
I do want to work. I want to work on my stuff.
Okay.
I have that show. I have another show. I have a web series content. I have a lot of stuff. The thing is, I know all of them will be successful
Then why not put it out there?
because I'm scared of
It's
failure.
fear. There it is. It's fear.
Oh, I know exactly what it is,
Yeah.
but I need to get out of that. But I know all of them will succeed because I bet on myself 1,000% and I'm pretty fucking good. But I don't like failure.
But it's so crazy though, because all right, you also have to look at it this way. You don't like failure, but are we doing numbers right now on the podcast? No.
No.
Exactly. Some people would see that as a failure, but we're getting consistent with it.
See, but this is the thing. This is me talking to my girlfriend. This is the podcast for the girls that's talking to that friend, for whoever who's talking to the friends that's over listening.
Okay, but also,
I have no pr there's no pressure here because I'm coming and we're just doing this.
exactly, creating your own stuff, especially when you're first starting out with friends, that's what people do. They get their buddies, they get their homegirls that they're playing. We all know acting is playing. You're living truthfully in imaginary
Because I
circumstances.
knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Listen, you're playing. It's literally playing
Like,
pretend. You got to get out your head about it.
playing a
You have to
pretend.
get out your head about the quality. You got to get out your head about the camera work. You got to get out your head about trying to get a crew and all of that. Baby, look, we got tripods and we got ring lights, box lights, and we got microphones from Amazon.
We got,
Sounds
and
like a
they work
production.
very well.
Yes.
They work very well.
Let's
So,
get it.
yeah, that's my thing. I am holding my own self back.
You know what you need to do? This is what you need to do, and you
Don't
need
say
to.
quit my job.
No, I'm always going to say that, but no.
What?
You need to release control. And by that, you cannot be the director and the actor and all this other stuff.
That
Okay.
is an issue.
Yeah, it is.
That is an issue.
Let me just tell a quick story really quick. So we're recording, right? We're recording her podcast. I mean, not shoot.
Yeah.
Not
My
podcast,
God,
web
what a
series.
series. This was a year ago.
Recording the
Oh
web
my gosh, this
series.
was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, recording the web series. Tamika literally stops me in my line and was like, no. Looking at her like, what? Girl, if you don't let me get into character, like get out of my face. I didn't believe it. Well, you better get somebody
Control
else.
issues. I need a lane. I can't do it all.
You got to pick a lane because also you're not a good director. So that's not the lane that you need to choose.
I think I'm a great director.
To yourself,
Maybe.
I've worked with better.
Well, you also don't listen to
Yeah,
me.
and I'm not going to.
So.
Not going. If we're both
Yeah.
novice, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm directing, I'm writing, I'm acting, I'm producing. I would love for someone else to take over, but then I have to trust that you know my vision and it's going to be executed the way I want it to be. And I don't
Amen.
have that person. You know? You shaking your head like you know them.
Shaking my head.
Also, I need them to do it for free. Well, I can pay for crafties.
That's why I said you get in these groups.
Yeah.
Look, all you got to do, you promise people footage and food,
That's
they
it.
do it.
Footage and food. Because I will work for footage and food right now.
I have worked for footage and food. I'm not doing that now. First of all, I'm not doing that now because I've tasted the good life. Okay. I've been number one on the call sheet. Okay.
Listen.
Listen, I'm not, no. If it's for a friend, yes. But for a stranger, no.
Gonna do it because I like it. I find enjoyment. And also, give me my footage. The amount of times I've done work and I don't have my footage is crazy. If
That's
that's all you're paying me, I'm gonna need
at
that.
least give me my footage. And
At
there's no
least give me
guarantee.
that.
If there was a guarantee that I would get footage, maybe.
Matter of fact, I want all the footage. I'm not gonna hold you. I want all of it. I'll cut it myself.
That's not gonna happen.
Just send me every clip that I am in because I don't need a Facebook edit that's this close to, I don't need that. That's not going to do anything for a reel. I don't need anything where it's just one sentence and then you don't see me again. Just send me all the footage that I am in the camera. And let me do what I will do.
Listen. You know who we do need to hit up? We need to hit up the company that did our reel, those two scenes. Shoot, you talking about Office? That comedy scene was very much their type of comedy, and they loved it. They
It was
ate that
good.
up.
Man, those were good scenes. Give me that group.
And the fact that we did that in one take. We did the comedy scene in one take.
Well, I hated that.
That's how they do it, though. That's how they do it in sitcoms.
Yeah. And I like a one take. So I don't know why I hated it so much. I just felt like I was really extra, but it was supposed to be extra.
It was supposed to be extra. I don't know why you hated that you were extra
You
when
are
that is your lane.
your biggest critique.
Don't stray away from it.
I'll do it more. I'll do it more. Hence that, I've discovered actor TikTok, which I'm late. I was stuck in a black hole of random TikTok, cleaning horse hooves, and that was a lot.
Oh, I love
Actually,
that. When
you
they
love
eat.
that? Oh, I love it so much. Oh, and then they're like, you see this? It's actually a large infection. We just have to keep on and then squeeze it and then stuff come out
And
and then stuff
honestly,
all the way
it
down.
be looking the same to me.
Oh man, it's so good
But
because
when
I
they put
didn't
the
know it was that.
nails on, oof.
Just don't know how that works.
Oof.
Yeah, so stuff like that. But now I'm on Actors TikTok, so you will be seeing more things from me,
Ooh.
which will most likely all be improv or code read.
That's crazy that you would do actors TikTok,
Singing stuff too.
but you didn't want to do a monologue on the, or I mean a scene on the podcast?
I will do a scene on the
I
pod.
don't want to do it no more.
Like, I'm down.
I don't want to do it no more.
All right, we'll revisit later. My birthday coming up.
What that mean?
I might want to do a birthday pod special.
Girl, we're gonna be on break. We're gonna be on winter break.
Not before or after. But yeah, I will be doing more. Also, it really upsets me when people ask me and they're surprised that I'm an actress or a singer.
Now,
Okay, prime example. Wait, I went to a party the other day. A showrunner is there doing a show, and I'm like, oh, what's up? You ain't get me on? Like, I'm an actress. And she's like, oh, you were an actress? I thought, everyone says they're an actress. Like, hey, I'm an actress, just like everyone is, but I didn't know that's really what you do.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
It blows my mind.
What does that mean?
It means I was told you have to be more aggressive. You have to be to the point of irritating. And that's how you get results. People need to know that you are an actress. So I was like, you know what? Too many people don't know I'm an actress, even though I tell them I'm an actress. I'm so serious when I say it, but apparently people don't take me serious. And I'm a singer. So I need to put it out there more. More clips, more musical theater, more R&B. More whatever stuff comes on my page, I will do edit.
That is so crazy.
And it's
You need to tell
practice.
everybody. You even be posting your acting stuff.
Right. I don't post enough though. I don't blame them for that.
Yeah, but even the
I don't
doctor
even
and
post my
stuff.
garments. I don't even post that. I repost it when other people post it.
Don't make no sense.
Yeah. But I am doing that because I am moving with intention.
I love that. I'm proud of you.
Just like these other people that are making their own content.
Like who?
So, like you. All right. KTV.
Key.
KTV. I just started watching Southern Fried Rice. First off, I didn't know they were shorter. It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're short.
I did not know that. I thought it was full episodes. So I love that. I love Kiki Palmer. She puts herself out there. She's in her producing bag. But this show, I was just like, I could have done something. I could do something like this. I can't say I could have done. I have something that could easily go on here and do well. But that's what got me thinking outside of myself. Like, girl, just put it out there.
Sometimes it takes you to kind of see other content, especially from like people our age and stuff like that, to actually be like, all right, let me go ahead and do it because it's doing numbers, it's doing great. And if we're really being honest, like, and I say this all the time, like, now attention span has gone away. Before it was COVID, people wanted to sit down, watch TV, and Quibi was literally ahead of their times with the short content on the
They just
phone.
got to come back. They got to come back.
Baby, listen, Quibi was my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner. I got through every single show
I didn't get to it.
sitting there on my phone like this.
And that's the thing. And that's where the industry is going. It's all verticals. Nothing's long. And I tell you what, it has my attention. Because my attention,
Attention span
unless
short.
it's something that I've already watched, which I rewatch a million times over, 15 minutes is a good sweet spot. And I'll run it all day. So I'm like, okay, she's doing it good. I see why people feel some way.
About Southern fried rice?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet, but what did
It's.
you think? What was your initial thought of it?
I don't think I can judge,
Why?
like, have a standpoint because I didn't go to HBCU.
Okay, but as a
In
person of
my
color.
mind, only Black people go to HBCUs.
Oh.
So. I was like, what? But you told me that's not true.
Yeah.
So I was like, and people get scholarships? That blows my mind. So I'm
You're the
already
minority.
like, that's crazy concept. So I'm already out of it. But for her to go, like, okay, I understand you want to go. Your family was black. You grew up in a black family. That's who you relate to. I didn't feel no type of way towards it. It's not like she is,
Appropriating.
yeah, it doesn't give that.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but we see how people are when it comes to race. Hence our last episode, and people
Ooh.
jump down the throats.
You know what? I haven't watched it yet, but I just want to play a devil's advocate on both sides.
Perfect.
As somebody who went to an HBCU, I can understand why they would, have her in there, because when you do go in there, it's not all a sea of black. I would say it's definitely maybe like 97%. And then, you'll see your spot here and there, especially when it comes to like math and a nursing department. And then the athletes, they'll bring in, a few athletes that way. So I definitely understand that aspect. We don't really, I can't speak for everybody else, but on my campus, we don't really interact too much with them. Like, it'll be a few that like that's like really down or whatever. But then the other ones, they kind of like cling to themselves because maybe they're like foreign exchange students or what have you.
Okay.
So I totally get that, especially because Kiki had mentioned that the people that were behind the show did go to HBCU. So yes, that is an experience of the HBCU. Get that. However, going to the other side, I feel like as Black people producing their own content and creating their own stories, and we're always talking about we need to see more of ourselves on TV, blah, blah, blah. This is fictional. It does not have to replicate our experiences in that aspect. It's okay if we just have it as all Black. People who went to HBCUs, we know. You get what I'm saying? But I feel like there's this thing that us, especially in our community, we feel like we always have to do things the correct way. When in actuality, when we look at other shows and we see a sea of pink and beige faces and no black faces, it's like, well, that's not correct. They're using their imagination. This is their world. They can create whatever they want. So why don't we do the same? And I feel like that's the argument on the other side. It's like, yeah, we know that there's other people that go to HBCUs, but this is a chance for you to kind of like create your own, do whatever you want, create your own world. And I think what really got people hot and bothered is that she was the lead. Like, you're
Because
the lead.
her story. See, this is what I take from it. Yes, you had that opportunity, but you didn't want to do it. You're the producer. I take it she bought the show because someone else wrote it. So this is a story that you wanted to tell that honestly, there's no other stories like this being told. We have a few different TV shows about schools, high schools, colleges. You have your All-American, your Homecoming. We do have some of that. I've never seen this story. And who was going to tell it? Because the Asian person was going to tell it.
Had it been from their point of view, I feel like that would have been.
Like, would it have been better if there was a Asian producer behind it?
Better,
It would
no.
have.
Different, yes, but I feel like they still everybody still would have been up in arms. Cause
For
then
sure.
because it's a
Because then it's
point
like, how are
of
all the black people acting? Are they
right.
authentic? Or, so Kiki was like, shoot, I'm gonna do it. It's a story. And my job in this light is to tell a story. So nobody else was gonna give you a shot. So let me go ahead and do it. So I get it. It's not bad.
I didn't think it was going to be bad because that same producer actually produced like three or four other shows that I really enjoy on KTV. I didn't feel any type of way when I saw the previews. I was like, oh yeah, it'd be
Yeah.
other people at HBCUs all the time.
Yeah, that
But
sounds right.
I get it. I get it. I feel like this is a fictional world. This is a fictional school. These are fictional characters. Why do we always have to play
Include
in the sandbox with everybody, with our stuff? She couldn't have been a supporting character. She couldn't have had a supporting
Well,
role.
I mean, I get it. Not if it's her story.
Why does it have to be her story?
Like, because that's how they wrote it. If not, it would have been what she was just the token.
Yeah, let her be the
But
token.
for
That's
her
what it is.
story, then what would the storyline be?
I don't know, but also too, we can easily look, it can easily be argued, and I am not saying this. I am playing devil's advocate. It can easily be argued, how are you going to have this black person speak from the point of view of an Asian person going to an HBCU? Because if roles were reversed, we would be like, y'all can't speak for us, which we do now.
For sure.
When we see black
I didn't look
characters,
up the writer.
when we
Is he
see,
not of
oh,
Asian
they're all
descent?
black. What? Everybody on the team is black. And
Okay.
don't get me wrong, I feel like because they went to HBCUs and because they probably known people, they probably like went to their friends and kind of like asked questions. I don't doubt that at all, but this is just me playing devil's advocate. If I was like on the outside looking in, I'd be like, well, we always saying we don't want people to write our story. You know what I'm saying?
But ain't nobody gonna say that. That's interesting. It changes a little bit, but it don't. Because if you're the writer, you're like, what is the story that some that no one's told?
Yep. That's what it is.
Like,
And to be honest,
And maybe it's gonna bring in a different audience because we were gonna watch it regardless.
yeah, we were gonna watch it regardless.
But now maybe the other communities watch it.
I doubt it. But to be completely honest with you, anything that's deemed as negative is always going to get more views.
It's good press.
It's great press.
Yeah, and Kiki carried herself. She's like, look, I'm putting it out there. Why do you like it? You don't like it. Now, before we leave this, because we can leave this here, spoiler alert, what I don't like. And I haven't finished the whole series. They got the little friend group. Both of the guys going for you?
See,
It's only two guys in the friend group.
here's my thing.
Also, one is from Love Island.
Here's my thing. I ain't see that.
Just like,
I ain't
you ain't
see
gonna see it.
that.
You ain't spoil alert. When you see it though, you're gonna be upset because
'Cause y'all really fighting over her when you got all this
I'm
sea
not,
chocolate behind you.
and I'm not talking to both of y'all. We in a friend group. I'm not talking to both of y'all. I gotta be selective. I gotta move, like I said, with intention.
Ooh, I
I
gotta.
gotta figure out which one of y'all I want before because I can't talk to you and the friend.
They really fighting over her?
Well, I don't know how it gets, but if you in the middle and both of them trying to talk to you, like y'all not cool enough that y'all talk to each other, y'all hang out and y'all tell each other stuff, obviously.
Right.
But y'all cool enough that we hang out outside of the classroom, we kicking it, you know. Y'all sit together at lunchtime.
All right, I gotta watch this.
Like,
I gotta see what
that
direction.
point, I was like, I don't like that. I know guys don't have any boundaries. They have no boundaries whatsoever because they all mess with the same one.
They do, but
But I don't like that. I got to keep watching to see how it unfolds, but I don't like that.
here's my thing. You got a whole school of beautiful black women of all shapes. And you, okay. Let me watch it. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it.
It.
I'm gonna watch it.
And then we're gonna have to talk. Because
And then,
there's a few things I know gonna push your button.
oh, okay.
There's a few things I
That's
know.
why I said I ain't watched it yet, and I'm playing devil's advocate. But that one little tidbit right there, just whoo.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, that wasn't the experience in my HBCU.
Right when you was like, we just, let them go their way and we went on.
Yeah,
Oh, not here.
it
Here's, oh, it was
She all in the mix.
some people gave her the side eye, but
Yeah.
other ones, hey,
All
come
in the mix.
on, girl. Of course.
I will say though, okay. Devil's advocate and anybody I
Devil.
know who's listening to this that went to school with me, like it's all love. You know what I'm saying? This is one thing that I'm not gonna say that was frowned upon, that I was just kind of like, I always gave side eye to, like, okay, you're in this black space and you're going to the school. Okay, boom. I feel like anybody should be able to get an education anywhere. You get what I'm saying? Especially at a top HBCU. But however, when it comes to Greek life, I personally do not feel that they should be admitted. So sorry.
Unpopular opinion.
No, this the
Wait.
Listen, and I'm gonna tell you why. You know what? I'm actually gonna explain myself, and you know I hate doing that. I don't feel like they should be admitted to like Greek life stuff simply because the Divine Nine was created because black people were not admitted into these fraternities and sororities. So we had to make our own and we had to go underground, which is like where the hazing and stuff. If you ever notice the process between like other fraternities and sororities and the D9, they're out in the open. They're, doing their stuff, drinking, partying, all that other stuff. But for the D9, theirs is underground. Nobody knows. They go through different things because of that past experience that they had to go through. And I really and truly feel like the founders are rolling over in their graves whenever other people get admitted into this, because this is not what the principals stand on. And if you look in the books, and if you actually read the books, and I have three of them here. If you read the books, a lot of the creeds and a lot of the, I'm not gonna say bylaws, but a lot of the stuff that's in there is really directed towards black people. I just feel like it's some stuff. Like, yes, we're inviting you into our space, but just like you have your sacred stuff, there's some stuff that should be sacred to us, is all I'm saying.
Remember when I said there's a few things that I know are going to push your button?
Please don't. Oh, God.
I'm not saying anything. I'm going to let you watch it, and we're going to talk about it later. We're going to talk about that later.
Oh, gosh.
So, moving with intention. Speaking of that, though, so we're all like, okay, we're working on our own stuff. We're getting it out there. We have a podcast. Is our podcast about anything specific? No, it's
No.
not. It's
Actually,
about.
it is. We're like Seinfeld. It was a show about nothing. We're a podcast that's literally we're talking on the phone.
I love that.
Either you're listening or you're
I
not. You
love the
never hear
concept about Seinfeld because that was
about nothing.
about nothing. So, podcast
I'm
about nothing.
going
But
to add that into our media kit.
yeah, make sure we don't get sued.
No. I'm just going to say we're the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Okay. I know you're going to do your due diligence.
You are,
About
because she's a
1,000%.
lawyer.
1,000%. Okay, so speaking of that, everyone's putting out their selves. All right. One, it can be very lucrative. And people just cling to random stuff. You don't know until you put it out there. But I was watching a influencer. She's in the fashion. She's in fashion. But she's like, it's too many. It's oversaturated. Content creators is too many, specifically because y'all putting out everything. There's no experts anymore.
True.
She does fashion. She's like, okay, these are the things, this is what you buy, this is what you look for. But now everybody can do whatever. So you agree?
Yep.
I'm kind of like,
When it comes to niche stuff, yes. Ask somebody.
How niche do you have to be, or how much of an expert do you have to be before you should be reporting on something?
With
Because
fashion?
listen, I just bought some leggings, some of them naked leggings. I fully expect to try them on in front of the camera. Am I going to tell you I'm a fashion expert? No.
But I feel like that's what she's getting at. Nobody's really, before social media was a thing of like, I post my pictures, I do this. And then YouTube was more so of like an educational space to where like people will like actually do videos and explain stuff, or they'll do arts and crafts. I'm doing this because of this. I'm shading it this way because of this, and it'll give it this dimension. I understand that with fashion because I was a fashion major, but it's so much more. People who are into the craft, and we can say this with acting too, people who are into the craft have a different level of respect for it. It's like their baby. Same thing with acting, how we get mad all the time when influencers who haven't been to an acting class, they haven't done the work, but yet they have the numbers on their social media and they're getting the role.
But who are you to put a cap on how I make money? If everybody else is putting their money into this, you see people getting sponsored off of one random thing that went viral. Y'all don't specialize in nothing. But if I see there's an opportunity here, I'm gonna jump on the boat. So who are you to tell me that I can't come on here and be like, boom, this is my fashion, or this is the way to do this, this is the way to do that.
And look, and that's the issue with social media now. So many
There is
opinions.
no,
So many
there's
opinions.
no, what is it? Criteria.
There's also, we have strayed, and I feel like we've touched on this before, like in like just talking personally. There's no code anymore. There's no unspoken rules with certain stuff. And I think our generation, we have that mindset of, oh, I would never talk about or do X, Y, and Z because that's breaking the unspoken rule. Like, why would I do that? When this generation is coming in and they're like, fuck the rules.
Yeah. I make the rules.
Yep.
And some of them look and paving the way. Everybody won't be like that.
Yeah,
When
because
is it?
honestly,
How long is it going to take for this to change
because
for
I feel like it's a
the
generational
rule
thing
breaker?
because the generations before us, they couldn't stand us.
Oh, 1,000%.
They couldn't stand us.
1,000%.
And I even find myself like going back to the whole fashion thing. I even find myself when I see people do DIY makeshift shit with their clothes, it pisses me off. Oh, it pisses me off. I saw somebody cut their shit. First of all, she didn't even cut it on the fucking seam. And why are you cutting it with regular scissors and not fabric scissors? You're cutting the shit with paper scissors, which means you're fucking up the salvage of the fucking fabric. Take a fucking seam ripper and then you take fabric glue.
No, yeah.
What?
Is that not a good thing to use? What do you use it for?
Stop. Stop it. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. It's a waste. First of all, in my mind, I'm thinking one, it's a waste of money. Two, it looks stupid. Three, if I get up close on you, it's gonna look
Thing.
stupid.
I don't need you to get close. Don't get close.
And then when
It's
you
like
throw it in the washer,
lace.
and when you throw it in the washer, it's
Don't get
tear
close.
apart.
Look from afar. Nobody told you to look right at my forehead.
I hate it
You
so
know lace is there.
I hate it so much. I
You
hate
can't see it on camera. Are you gonna see it in person? 1,000%. I'm about to
it.
get my hair done when I go back home. I'm gonna have a bust down situation
Listen.
over top of locks with some lace. Are you gonna see it? 1,000%. Don't tell me nothing. Don't say
Listen,
nothing.
I'm saying something.
Don't say nothing to me, because
I'm
you know
glad
I will
Lay's
take it out.
where? There.
I will take it out the next day. Like, don't do that. Don't do that, because it's a lot. I just bought some bundles. Like,
It into a wig.
nope. I want it on my head. I don't want to take it off.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm gonna top you. I'm gonna do you one better. I'm getting a quick weave. How's it gonna work? I don't know. Am I gonna end up with glue all in my hair? I hope not.
Well, the way they do quick
It's
weaves now,
blonde.
you can actually take it off.
I see. I don't know how it works, but I'm gonna do it. And I might tape it because I'm an expert.
That's why I stopped doing hair right there, because of Tamika. She used to try to tell me how to do my job. She just do
Was
it.
not because of me. It was not.
Just do it this way. Why would I do that that way? That's not how you do that.
Oh my gosh, because I do know how to do it. I just don't have the patience for people, including myself.
Oh.
And it'll take me 3 days. But baby, if you were still in the game, you'd be put that sew-in on me, baby.
Baby, look, that was my
Put
special. First
that
of all,
sew-in on me, because that
when
looks
I
good.
tell people,
That was the
yeah, I
best
do
sewing ever.
hair, I do all of that. I like sew-ins are my specialty. Nobody wanted a sew-in but you and Zoe.
Oh man, give me that sewing, babe. Throw
Baby,
that thing on.
I put that sew-in in Zoe, and she was like, "It's so flat." I was
Oh,
like, "This is
good.
what I do."
You should do it again.
Nah, I'm good.
One time for the one time.
No.
But you do nails.
On myself and my victims who do not have a say so.
Try to slide that in there. Try to slide that in there. So that's it. How do you get over writer's block or creative block, whatever you would like to call it? How do you get your juices flowing
Got inspired.
outside of, I just need to be inspired.
I'll get inspired, yeah.
And going to work is just not inspiring.
Quit. Listen,
Being broke is also not inspiring. It'll put a fire under my ass.
I'm not
But
even
it
gonna
will
hold
do.
you. I could say that, but I got a job and I'm still broke. So it's kind of like, I'd rather have my time back.
Yeah, but you can go to the big three whenever.
The thing is, I can
Whenever.
go to the big three. I'm just playing.
I was gonna say, you can still. One, no, she goes to the big three and talk you into buying stuff, and she
For
goes
sure.
out with nothing.
For sure.
That's
Because
crazy.
you need it.
Oh my gosh, if you were a personal shopper or whatever, sales, whatever, one of them luxury, you'll be top tier.
I was.
Not that one.
I just don't like clients.
You will be
I told you what I was going to do before COVID.
money, money, money,
I
money.
was signed up to be the stylist to go to the house and clean out the closets.
Oh.
But COVID hit and I was like, oh, that's
I'm
over.
going nobody house.
All right, keep talking because I gotta pee.
I like it. I like it. Oh, okay. I
I
can do
drink too
that.
much water.
One, this is the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen in my life. And this is just one of those reasons why
Wait,
our
more
podcast,
unprofessional than your
this is
shit with
why our
clients?
podcast is the, you know what? I'm not going to say it until I know we won't get sued. A podcast, because of stuff like this that happens. For those of you that's not watching, JoJo just went to the restroom. So now I am here to entertain, which I will be. But put it in the comments. Tell me, for all of you creatives out there, how do you get over blockage? Writer's block, creative block. It, not even just creatives. When you are doing something that you're passionate about, or for work, how do you get out of your mind? Like, give me some suggestions. Give me some ways of wisdom here. Because I'm just overthinking. And I need help. Because mama trying to get on TV. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm gonna bring up this one because I don't even know if JoJo still watches it. But I was applauding Country Wayne on his YouTube because I see what he's doing. And I just appreciate it. And I get it. And coming from someone that loves soap operas and loves overacting and being extra, those are the things that you got to do. You just got to continue going. Your audience will grow. Your audience will follow you. Some people are not going to fuck with you when you start off, but you just got to keep on going. I kept on talking, girl.
Yes, come on,
I was
get
talking
a
about country.
diary.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Country Wayne. And just, I like what he has going on. A lot of people in the chokehold watching that every day. And I see a lot of other actors are going on there. I do want to know how much y'all getting paid. Because y'all really be on there.
He been
I
doing
feel
that
like
for
you take
years
care of
now,
your
though.
people. I know. And loyal followers. And it'll still be like 15 minutes.
He even got a movie on what? Tubi.
Tubi.
Yep.
Tubi has a good business idea, man.
Listen.
All these other apps trying to get me. If I see one more vertical of a plus size girl
Listen.
flirting with somebody or something, it's always the plus size ones that get me. Then I'm like, oh, I need to hear the rest of the story, but I'm not about to pay for it.
It got me. It got Susie. It's your turn.
I can't get me in. I
Wait a
was
minute,
watching
though.
the story. I can't.
Wait a minute. I was on Actors Access and I saw a vertical that did not have. Normally, the verticals, when they first started popping up, were cast by like Asian people or like directed by Asians, right? Because I think Real Short is an Asian-based
Yeah, there was
company.
a lot of them.
So I saw a couple that had like American names. I said, oh, snaps. SAG done tapped into some of them. Clicked
Oh,
on one.
the deals.
I just clicked on one randomly. It says $750 a day. Baby, listen. Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Listen. I will start watching them when I'm in it. Like, I'm trying to be the girl on air that was treated poorly and then, because it's always like that. Come on now. If
Listen.
no one's seen my content online, the stuff that I get booked for,
Listen.
the
That Ozempic
way
one
they
took me
slide me,
out.
the way they slide me through the mud every time, and I'm not tripping.
That Ozempic one took me out.
Meanwhile, give me Ozempic. I'll take it. Give it to me and I will take it tonight.
I was like, oh, they play too much.
Listen, give me one. Put me on one with a vampire.
First of all, I think the last one I did where they did me dirty. I read the script. They didn't tell, first of all. If anybody knows what we're talking about, I'm not going to say the name. But if you've ever seen their content, it's very the storylines be
Like what? Because I know I heard of what you're talking about, but now I don't remember.
they just be there. But my particular storyline, I was reading the script and it said she's sitting on the couch crying because she had 10 miscarriages. And then she got a phone call from a doctor that said that she had cancer. And then
Oh my
in the
God.
next scene, I died. I said, what?
All in one day. All you shot all they were
Bro.
shooting all in one day.
Y'all didn't want to tell me this before y'all booked me, and they don't never tell you what it's about.
Oh, hilarious.
I was like, how do y'all know I'm emotionally equipped for this?
I'm not. After 10, I'm numb. I'm a nun, probably a little crazy. I don't even got it all no more.
Dang, and I can't even. Oh, I want to go in detail, but I can't because.
Look, you might as well put me in a ward.
Look, I'm gonna say this. My scene partner.
At that point, I'm stealing babies.
My scene partner was left
Like,
truthfully in imaginary circumstances. I'm gonna say that.
I love this. Is this coming out?
It's already out.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
It's already out.
It's good stuff. I gotta watch that. I might have to pay that, what, $3.99? for that episode or whatever. Now
Girl.
paying coins. My bad. I'm gonna buy coins so that way I
Girl,
can use
I'm not
the
talking
coins.
about that. I'm talking about the one in Burbank.
No, and I'm you buying all those daggone coins
And I
to
did.
watch these shows.
And I did. And I'll do it again. And I stopped. No, let me tell you something. Okay, I'm gonna say this about the real shorts. They are addicting. You will buy coins so that you can watch these episodes. But the moment I saw one of the shows up there on Tubi, I was like, I'm not doing this again. But then
Listen.
I watched it on Tubi and it doesn't hit the same. I need it in short
It
intervals.
needs to be short. I
Yeah.
need short. That's why I said TV. Key TV? 15
Yeah.
minutes? You're doing it right.
Also,
I'm
Key
about to go
TV.
finish it.
I auditioned for you before Key TV was a thing, before it was announced.
Hello.
I auditioned for you during,
Hello.
after it was announced. What's up? And I
What you
know
still gotta do
my last
at
audition
this
was
point?
fire. I know it was. I felt that. I felt that. I saw the girl who got it.
She gonna call you for the next one. She gonna call you for the next one.
You know who does her casting?
Huh.
Natasha.
Natasha, I've been trying to get with you for a long time, ma'am. I
Listen.
met Natasha when I first moved here 10 years ago
Me
in a
too.
workshop. And when I tell you that baby working,
She be working.
she be working. I'm gonna hit you up.
I got in front of her one time. Oh, this was so embarrassing. I thought I would never hear from her again. I got in front of her one time. This was back when, you had to go in person and you had to print off your picture, have your resume on the back. Very wet behind the ear. I was very wet behind the ears as when I first came out here. Got in front of her and then I had the scene prepared. And she was like, something about page two. Start on page two. And I was like, page two? I was like, I only have one page. Apparently, there was more pages to the script. I
God.
only had the first prepared.
No.
So when I did it, and it could have been in my head, but I felt like she was checked out. I know she was checked out.
I said she could have been. I would
She
have been
was checked
like
out.
5 minutes. Can we have the next person come in and then I come back because I got the one page where I'll be ready?
Listen, I know she was checked
Nice.
out.
Oh, she was checked out.
Oh, man.
You know why I mess with her though? I don't know if casting directors still do this now, but she was one of the few that actually went to those casting workshops, worked with you, you auditioned in front of her, and she remembered you. So shout out Natasha World, because she was out.
Shout out, girl, because you
Shout
still
out.
call me in even after that disastrous moment.
Listen, I had some, I think I auditioned this year.
Where? Oh, I love that. Oh, this will be fun. Tell us your worst audition moment.
Oh, I think I talked about it before. It was a dance audition. I think, okay, so they said they want a plus size actress who can dance. I can do that. Show me the choreography. I can get it done. I show up to my audition with my little dance clothes on, not anything special because I'm not a dancer. I show up, this is a dance audition at the studio that has the big play in the background and the lights. If all the any of the dancers will know exactly what I'm talking about. I go, they give me my number and everything. I'm stretching. All right. I got one move as a plus size girly. I
That
will break
split.
out into a split in a heartbeat. Okay.
Hey,
That's my
yo.
one move. I was like, boom, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna learn this choreography, freestyle, split. I'm in there. I'm in there. So we get the papers. Boom. They teaching us the choreography. I don't understand nothing. Y'all picking up on it right away, which is a problem for me. Because as an actor who can dance, I need a couple times. This room is filled with people. They go over to choreography, do the first eight count. Okay, y'all got that? Do it again. You got that? And they move on to the next eight count. What? I was not finished with that eight count yet. All right. It is then that they proceeded to tell me that this is for Step Up, the TV show.
Stop.
Okay, so I'm in a room of dancers who can act a little bit, not actors who can hold a two-step. I'm stretching. The plus size girlie's about to go up. I look over. This bitch over here doing break dancing. This one is a ballerina. Meanwhile, I have my one split trick pony. They call us, and I slip out the back and walk out that door, never to be seen again. I didn't even try. Because when I say I ain't have it, I didn't have it.
Oh.
I have several stories.
Oof.
Shout out for Star, the Queen, little Queen Latifah.
Oh my gosh, you should have got that.
Like, why? Why did I come with a ponytail?
You and her hair be down.
Why did I take it upon myself to come with a ponytail? There's listen.
And her hair be down.
Now, but I was young, Queen Latifah. I was like, I'm about to come with that pony.
Swinging.
Like, why did I do that? I don't know. Extra. I get it. Would I do it again? Probably. If I go in audition for a nurse, I'm gonna come with scrubs on. Yes, I am. I need you to see me in this. There were several things like that. I've learned.
I'd be thinking about
I made so much progress.
all of the good auditions I had back then, and I ain't getting none of that now. I had some good
Oh,
ones.
I really had some opportunities.
I had some good ones.
I had some opportunities.
Out here trying to be in these clubs and these streets.
Oh no, I auditioned.
No, I auditioned, but I'll be like,
Oh no, I gave them all.
I was just going in there doing
But
whatever.
also all the other actors that had credits and a following and a name also did theirs. So I got none of those. But catch me in a commercial, baby. Catch me in a commercial because she gonna shine until I get on this
You ain't
KTV.
messing with this
Till
person.
I get on this KTV.
Oh, you do perfect up there because they really be extra on some of them
Till I
shows.
get this Tyler Perry.
Yeah,
Hello.
I'm trying to be on all that.
I am a local hire anywhere. I got an address anywhere.
I feel like as long as there's a hotel somewhere, I got an address.
Man, they gonna ask you, you give them the address to the Marriott. I love
Yeah.
it. Dedication. I'm gonna give you the role because you are creative.
Thank you.
Think outside the box. All right,
Thank
that
you.
sums it up. Thinking outside the box, getting outside the box, getting outside of your mind. Let your creative juices flow, people. Don't worry about how people are gonna perceive it. Just put it out there and somebody is going to fuck with it. I guarantee it. I'm also speaking to myself. Unpopular opinion?
Are you ready for unpopular opinion?
Are you ready for it?
See.
I'm feeling this hot today. And this is.
Oh, this is going to shake up some stuff.
Also, I was just with you and you did not have that hair in.
Yes, I did. It was in a bun.
Oh.
Two in one style. All right. So, unpopular opinion with JoJo. We're gonna get straight into it. Some of y'all gonna get mad, but I don't care. Let's talk about it. Okay. All right. So, I've been seeing a lot of debate on social media surrounding clothing and masculinity, right? Now, some of it I do agree with, but let me just give another perspective. You know, that's just the Gemini in me. I like to give the other side, make you think. Everyone wears a dress. A bathrobe, hospital gown is a wrap dress. A choir robe, a judge's robe, a pope robe is a muumuu, which is a nightgown, which is a dress that you lounge in. It's a casual dress. An apron is a backless halter dress. Everybody wears a dress.
Are we getting somewhere?
That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But there's a lot of stigma on social media surrounding masculinity and clothing and this and that and blue, blue, blue. But men don't realize y'all wear dresses.
So you saying they should be able to wear whatever they want?
No, I'm saying they need to shut up
Oh.
because they wear dresses.
Now you don't know it. You don't even know it. Wait, that brings me back to an episode I just watched, A New Girl, and Nick wore a nightgown, but he called it a long shirt.
Dress and a nightgown ain't nothing but
He
loungewear.
couldn't say it. He was like, it's a long shirt. It's a nightgown.
Like, I'm gonna give another per I'm gonna give an example. The white tee era,
Oh,
a white dress.
no, that was the white tee.
No, no,
It
no.
was just a 5X.
No. As long as that was,
Yeah.
it was all the way down to people's knee. That was a t-shirt dress.
Can we get that as a fashion expert? What's the criteria? Because if you wear pants under it, that makes it a shirt.
No, because a
What makes
lot
a
of people
dress a dress?
wear, but a lot of people wear dresses with leggings underneath. Does that make it a shirt? No, it makes it.
I don't do that. I just wear it. And then whatever show. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo,
Oh, if I wear a shirt dress that's a little too short and you see a little too something else, whoop-de-doo.
she be wearing short stuff to work. She don't care.
That's because I'm curvy. I didn't buy it short. It just hugs me.
Let's go with that because I'm quite certain you tried it on and you was like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah, it couldn't get no longer, but on a hanger.
On a hanger with nobody in it.
Well, this will happen when you buy work clothes from JCPenney.
You know what? On that note, it's time to go. Thank you so much for tuning
Supposed
in
to do with it?
to another episode of Are
Are
We
we canceled
Canceled?
yet?
I ain't gonna hold y'all. We was about to be canceled because y'all was real mad at me about that whole Hooda thing, but we gonna dissect that on the next
Listen,
episode
came
because I
at
got some
your
things to
neck.
say.
Came at your neck. And then she had to get up for a
Listen.
crime.
Listen.
It was old.
All right, bye.
Bye.